Chapter 3. The Bench. Thank you, V, for everything. I don't know what my family would have done without you and Will's help. I love you dearly, and I'm going to miss you, my mother said. If I were in a similar situation, I'm sure you would do the same for me, V acknowledged, and the sisters embraced for a long moment while shedding tears. I'm going to miss all your noisy children too, but I'll get over it, V laughed. You can keep them if you want to, Mama suggested. Oh no, Uncle William interrupted. Ain't nobody talking to you, William, V said. Well, I'm talking to you too. It's gonna be tough to sleep around here with all of Mildred and John's loudmouth children gone, but I think I can manage, William joked, and everyone had a good laugh. Once I graduated from King Elementary, my parents moved away from Gladys Street to Claremont Avenue. It was apparent we had more than worn out our welcome at my aunt's house. What started out as a short-term stay turned into 4 long years. Although my mother and aunt were very close, I'm sure a house full of somebody else's children over that length of time took its toll. Besides, Mama and Daddy needed their own home, and we needed our own rooms. Our new apartment was an eyesore compared to Aunt V's place, but my parents began fixing it up right away. It was a 2-story frame house with a big yard. The lawn resembled a desert, with dried-up shrubs and weeds for grass. To our dismay, the owner on the second floor didn't seem to like colored people either, because he never spoke to any of us. He had long dark hair and wore tattered overalls and a filthy t-shirt. With his kind moving out of the neighborhood, I suspected he had no choice but to rent to my parents, whether he wanted to or not, but at a much higher price, Daddy once said. In his garage, he owned an auto repair business. Everyone could hear him and his buddies talking loudly and having a good old time whenever he worked on one of their cars. My father warned us never to play in the backyard, and we didn't. Suddenly, one afternoon an argument broke out. I want all of my money this time. You still owe me for the last brake job. I'm gonna pay you, but I need my car to go pick it up. I'll be right back. You told me that shit last time. What kind of fool you take me for? Man, I'm gonna pay you your money. Now, give me my damn keys. We could hear them yelling back and forth throughout the house, but my mother often preached it was none of our business. Suddenly, we heard a loud gunshot. Everyone rushed outside to see what the commotion was all about. A man was lying on the ground, covered in blood. The landowner stood over him with a gun in his hand. It was the first time I had ever seen anybody shot. Immediately, Mama made us go back inside. Still, I found a window and watched the scene unfold. The police arrived and put our landlord in handcuffs, and the ambulance carried the victim's lifeless body away.